Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Free to live your best life. No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Amber with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Single Amber joining us. She's our millennial and kind of keeping us up to date on what it's like to be single. So I'm always curious, what do you think about The Bachelorette? Because I watched The Bachelor, I watched The Bachelorette, and my initial reaction is like, how do these people think it's real?
I know. It's funny because I always said to myself, if I'm still single when I'm 26, I'm trying out to be on The Bachelor.
How old
is
are you now?
Is that the age limit? You have to be 26?
No, but like it usually ends in like an engagement. Not saying I'd win, but I'm 24. I'm not ready to be engaged. So I feel like 26 for me, I'd be like a little bit ready.
26, the clock is up, Anna. If she hasn't found somebody by then, I mean, I've heard this amongst friends. They'll make a pact. Well, if we're both still single when we're 40, we'll just marry each other.
Yeah.
But this is at 26, it's like time for you to do something.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked that age, but like I feel like, I don't know, I'm 24. Maybe I need like one more year to have fun and then actually be serious.
Wait, you should 100% just apply now. I feel like, because it might take a couple of years for them to pick
you. I know, and they never really pick you right away. So I like looked at the application process and like, I'm considering doing it.
Wait, hold on. Can we discuss the application
process? Isn't this how it works? Like you go and you don't make it and then you end up being the next one. Isn't that really the formula at this point?
Yeah, usually people... Well,
yeah, you're on The Bachelor and you don't get the
selected,
guy and then you end up The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with The Bachelor. If you don't get The Bachelorette, you end up The Bachelor on the next season.
Not always, but definitely. But I'm saying just to enter, because it takes years for them to like finally get around, like, oh... Single Amber, here she is again.
Still single. Right.
Yeah. We'll take her now.
Pull her name in.
Yeah.
Do you guys not think that you can fall in love with a television audience watching?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be really hard, but everyone's always crying.
Right.
So, like, it must be real in some aspects.
I think what you're discounting, guys, is that you're put in a fantasy situation. You're in this beautiful home. You have these wonderful dates. These things that would never happen in rapid succession in real life.
Because then once it's over, it's like... Well, you're not going to go on like a dream date.
You're not going to live in the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
Unless you get married and you guys parlay that 15 minutes of fame into something else, which is, of course, why these people drag these things
out.
It
always ends like that. Like this last season of The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
It's so hard to say.
The guy who ended up winning only went on there to like pursue his country music career.
Right.
Had a girlfriend.
Yep. Right.
They were engaged, and like towards the end, she didn't know. And then when it all came out, like they broke up.
And now the runner-up is hanging out with Gigi Hadid.
And he was at the after party of the VMAs with her, with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like,
man, you
got to
get them abs rock hard, guys.
Yeah.
Rock hard abs, guys.
All right. I am on the Warner Brothers website right now, and I'm looking at the casting for The Bachelor, and I have the questionnaire here. How would you answer this? Do you have a nickname? Where does it come from?
My friends call me Burr. Because it's Amber, and I just, I guess, flowed like that.
And you get cold a lot?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's convenient.
I think it has to be sexier. It's just me. I'm a producer in the room. I want the juice. I want something that's going to be like, okay, that's a hook.
Have you ever been arrested, charged, or convicted of any kind of crime?
No.
Well, that's good.
Boring.
Not yet.
Next.
Yeah. Should I do that just so I could write it?
I got a couple stories I can loan you.
Yeah. Have you ever had a temporary restraining order issued against you or someone...
No.
That's good.
Almost. But not the full thing.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, they have pulled contestants for that before when
they've
lied on that. I know that for
a fact.
They
like the juicy thing. So sometimes I feel like these answers are trick questions.
Right. Like if you got arrested for lewd behavior and it was on spring break, nobody's going to frown upon that. If you got arrested on Compo Beach for lewd behavior, it's a little different.
Yeah.
Why would you want to find your spouse on our TV show? Valid question.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
That is a good question.
It's something different. everyone in the state is the same for me.
Oh, that's good. You're looking for people from different walks of life. Yeah. Let me help you write this a little bit, all right?
Mm-hmm. I need you guys to spice it up.
Can we fill this out for you?
Oh, that would be the best.
Oh, my God. Yes, can you? Do you have any special talents? We're going to need to know that to fill in that question because we can't make them up for you because then you're going to have to learn how to tightrope walk and that might take you a long time.
Oh, please tell me you can juggle or do something cool with a kazoo.
Yeah.
No, but maybe we should practice so I can.
I think we need to work on this and then next week we will check in with you and make sure you're cool with the answers.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It'll be revealed.
Next week, we will launch this campaign to get single Amber on The Bachelor.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right here.